Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's the future 2018. You gotta follow your dreams. You got big plans for the new year. I can see it all over your face. You need a website for those big plans, and you can make it with Squarespace.
Walking down the street getting inspirational. Please don't be a jerk. You can make a perfect website to showcase your blog, publish content, show your work.
And you can customize everything from the settings to the looks. They got beautiful templates by world-class designers, not by the book.
There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. That means you can put up this website and they can like live there for forever.
So go to squarespace.com for a free trial.
A free trial, free trial.
You'll check out their website, gonna wanna stay there for a while.
A while, a while, a while.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code OFFBOOK to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. Take a look.
Big news! Big news! We got some big news for you. From January 26th through the 29th, Podswag is having a huge sale. Over in 35% off regular priced items.
And if you think that's all, unfortunately you're wrong. There's tons of discounted tees. $5, $10, $15, get them all. We got a couple of off-book shirts as well.
You should buy them and some sticker sheets. So go, go, take a look, put up something from your favorite show.
You should have found something you love or someone you love. Find love on
Podswag.com.
Just visit Podswag.com/sale. Check out the discounted t-shirts.
Use the offer code DEAL for 35% off the rest of the site. That's DEAL.
Podswag, find someone you love. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. I'm one of your hosts.
I'm the other one.
One of them's Jess McKenna.
One of them's Zach Reno.
And of course, king of pianists, pianist of kings, the incomparable Scott Passarella on the keys.
There he goes. Wait, I just had a moment where I was like, do I know Zach's middle name? William?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Ruth?
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
We are friends.
podcast. We know middle names. My middle name, also my mom's middle name.
My middle name, my great grandfather's first name. Ain't that how names go?
Yeah, man, they get passed down.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But guess what? We got another name.
Yeah, we got a name. He's probably got three, I assume. Just one.
Just two.
I was looking at it from the side.
Four names.
You know him from Super Ego and Drunk History, and Jessica recently saw him recording something in a Home Depot parking lot.
That's right. We were both getting Christmas trees while he was on Feliz Navipod.
Scott was freaking out in the elevator. He's just so happy to have this guy on our podcast. So we are too. Please welcome Matt Gourley.
Hi, William. Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
It's great to be here.
Hello. Welcome to Off Parchment with William and Ruth.
We've gone off scroll.
Scroll is better. What's your middle name?
My middle name is James.
Hell
based
yeah.
on my three forefathers? Is that how that works? My father, my grandfather, and my great grandfather.
Your three fathers.
But I could have been a fourth and they dicked me.
They were all James until you?
Yeah.
What did you do to make them so mad?
I soiled the name somehow. I don't know. I knew Ruth had to be a family name.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A great name.
My grandmother's name was Ruth.
It's one of those where I'm so thankful it's not my first name because like Ruth I think is weird when you're like eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean you could be Ruthie, which is cute.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah. But 18 is tough for Ruth.
Yeah,
too.
Ruth is just like, and it's not one of those old-timey names that's really come back.
Right, like
it's,
Esther.
Right, it's like, no, Ruth is still like pretty weird.
I think Bader Ginz is going to bring it back around.
Yeah. That's true.
Buzzy, Ruth Buzzy.
Yeah, she's keeping it. She's keeping it lit.
RBG keeps it lit and fresh.
Yeah, but it is funny to also, it's also a book of the Bible.
That's right, yeah.
Which your middle name is as well.
Oh, yeah, and my first name, Matthew.
That's right.
And all three of my names. I don't know a lot about the Bible.
Reno,
yeah.
Chapter 7.
Book of Reno, which is basically a small book in the Book of Vegas. In the Book of Nevada.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Yes, I liked it.
I'm going to go to sleep now.
No.
Good night.
Wait.
That's all you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's sort of, I'm also named after her name was Jessie Ruth, but she went by Ruth.
Jessie Ruth.
My great-grandmother.
Huh.
And she ran a psychiatric ward of a hospital in as a lady in like the 50s, which was pretty.
That's weird. My grandmother, Ruth, also worked in the psychiatric ward.
This is when we find out we're related.
Whoa.
My grandma was psychotic.
No,
she wasn't. Wonderful, wonderful woman.
We were all together and we never knew it. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. I'm happy to be here. This is exciting.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. Do you know, and I don't know if this is just because like in my family, all the names come from like other languages a little bit more recently, but do you know like what your name means?
Yeah, I mean, my first name?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say what my first name means.
Sure.
Gift of God.
Gift of God. Gift of God. And I feel like that's a lot. I feel like
that's a lot. That's to
like,
up
but
to.
I also think that's like 30% of names.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Do you know what yours means?
Well, Jessica doesn't really mean anything, I don't think. I think it's like too many like derivatives of other names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Ruth means. Ruth, the lady in the Bible, is a good daughter-in-law. That's what she's known for.
Almost all names, old names that start with R just mean redheaded, like Rufus and—
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, man. I mean, Ruth is like more like Hebrew-y.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I should know what it means. I do not. Mine means in memory of—
What?
Comma. Like it is a name meaning to give like
in memory pay homage
of the
to-
next. So in mine is specifically William in memory of William.
Oh, my God.
Reno. Oh, Zachary— Is just in memory
just
of the name
in memory
after
of,
the name that comes after it.
I believe so.
From now on, anytime I see a hey in memory of,
I mean, I kind of think that's dope.
You
it
call me
totally
gift
honest.
Of God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll call you in memory.
Memory, of. Gift of God.
And mine is derivative. Are you the firstborn?
I have an older sister.
So because like I feel like a firstborn son that's a real gift of God move.
That's right. I am the eldest male child.
Yeah.
So I definitely inherit the lands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lands.
My grandma's name is Eddie.
That's cool.
That's cool for
my mom's name is Welford.
What?
That's wild in
and
a cool
my
way.
My other grandma's name is Jonesy.
These are dynamite names.
Yeah.
Welford.
These almost sound like mob names.
Yeah.
What is Welford from?
Ooh. Well. Gather round, snap your hands, use your fingers if you can.
We can.
There's a woman with a name I'd like to tell.
Like. like to tell.
She goes by Welford Short Willie. That's a nickname that isn't silly, but she'll gut you with a knife if you're not careful.
Be careful of Welford.
She is in the mob. She is coming for your criminal job.
Potatoes and sell them down at the dock. And then came a Welford Willie, and then I had to stop. She said, "These are my potatoes now. You best give them to me." I said, "To whom do I owe this dubious honor?" She said, "Welford Willie, it's Welford." She's coming for your jobs.
Well, yes, that is true. That is the thing that I do. I'm coming to take your crime. I'm doing it secretly. You know that I'm doing good. I'm a little pest for the mob. You know I'm the mob's Robin Hood.
They call her Welford Willie. Welford Willie. And she's coming. Oh, she's coming for your job.
I'll take that job, mister.
Well, first day on the docks. What could go wrong?
should be easy, right? We just take the crates off the boat, put them on the docks, take them off the docks, put them on the boat.
That's what my grandpa told me. He told me being a longshoreman is real easy, son. You put the box on off the boat and you put them on the dock, or put them on the boat, or one way or the other. I mean, it depends on the day.
Yeah. Just take a, you know, Mac, just take a deep breath.
Okay.
Ain't nothing going to go wrong today.
How do I look in my knickers?
Honestly?
How do I look in my knickers?
A picture of hard work.
Ah, come on, you're just flattering me to make me feel better at this my first day.
No, hey, nobody ever filled out a pair of knickers like you, Mac.
Well, listen, Dutch.
Yeah?
There's no one I'd rather have at my side on such a special day.
Huh.
And it's an auspicious day. Why, the sun's shining here on the East Coast. You don't get that much.
No, normally that don't come out until 3 or 4 p.m. and just for an hour, and then it goes away again.
Right, and once you get a job, once you're in the union, it can't be taken away. There's no one could come along what could take it away.
Nothing. This is the beginning of good times forever.
It's forever.
Good times are forever. That's why they're called good times. They last from the day you get up in the morning when you've had a day that's sublime.
Oh, good times are forever. They're times that never end. Look there! More good times.
Whoa.
Just coming around the bend.
Good times are forever. No one has ever lost a job. Good times are forever. We've nothing to fear from the mob.
I went to my doctor the other day.
Oh.
Just to hear him say, everything's gonna be okay. Now go. Your way.
My wife has been sick for a while. My son's committed some crimes, but I know that that's turning around today. This is the start of good times.
My leg's sure to grow back.
Yeah!
I don't need this peg no more.
Throw it away!
Or throw me in the ocean and I'll swim back some more.
Cause good times are forever. Good times are forever. Neither of us know how to swim, but good times are
except for this song, had to end. Who's that shadowy figure?
I don't know. That's just looks like a shadowy figure of a lady lurking behind the big pile of boxes that ain't yet been put on the boat.
What a silhouette. That's all I can make out is the hourglass.
Oh, hi, boys.
Whoa. What a lady.
I've gone weak in the knee and peg.
Well, hello there, Miss. Well, I'm Dutch, and this here's my best friend, Mac, and we're just two longshoremen on our very first day.
Oh, well, ain't that swell. Now, you mentioned these boxes need to get put on this ship. Well, what if I...
Where are the boxes? Where's the ship?
Oh, in that time, I loaded up that ship, and it sailed away.
How'd you do something like that? Are you conjuring?
No, I'm just competent and efficient.
Wait, but that was... our job, and if you just did the thing that was our job, then we don't have jobs anymore.
Listen, this is a warning shot. Now, I got my finger on the pulse of this town. I know every dark room. I know every slip in a bit of bill under the table. I know every Mr. Man who's got bad ideas.
You know James, Mr. Man?
I know the very same.
You know David, Mr. Man?
Yes, I know all the Mr. Men's and all the terrible things they do in this town. And they're coming for your jobs. And they're going to take them. But then I'm going to take them back. And then I'm going to give them back to you.
Wait, so what? Are you on our side?
Yeah.
You are.
I steal crime jobs from criminals.
So you're saying that you're here because our jobs are about to be stolen by criminals.
That's
but
right.
You stole them first so that the criminals can't take
them. No, I can't take them from you. That would make me a criminal.
Okay.
I'm warning you that you're about to have your job stolen, and then I'm going to have to steal it back for you.
Sorry, miss. Who are you?
Oh, you don't know me?
Wow, how did you whip out your business card like that? That was incredible.
Ah, oh, thanks, yeah. And here. The card falls to the ground. She is gone.
Whoa. Can you read that, Mag? I ain't never learned how to read.
Yeah, and one of my eyes has gone sour. Hold on. Welford. Crime. Job. Savior. Nickname. Willie.
Oh.
Quote. Call me Willie.
Okay.
Did you call?
Oh, no. We were just reading your card.
Oh, anytime you call me, I'm there.
She's gone again.
Wow. That's amazing.
She's amazing. Well,
do you think what she's saying is true?
I mean, I don't know. I know.
Fellas, gather around. Got an announcement.
Hey, boss, what?
Your voice got deep. You're trying to... Oh, you're someone else. Sorry. James.
I'm over here. Your one eye really did go sour then.
I'm telling you, I also got a plugged ear. Yeah.
Come on, Mac, Dutch, James,
hey.
Carl...
Hey.
Henry,
hi.
Two bits, three bits, quarter bits.
My darling.
Clancy, Clarence, Thomas,
Ruth.
Clarence Thomas, Ruth.
I can't be here. I have to be at the Supreme Court.
All right, fine. Get out of here. Rufus.
Yeah?
All right. And the redheaded one. Rufus, too. Guys.
Hello.
I got some bad news.
Oh,
boss, what is it?
All the jobs are gone.
What?
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 What? I'm okay with it.
Yeah, sorry. We've been bought up by a syndicate. Sorry, guys. Take your day's wages and hit the road!
I have a question.
Yeah?
What kind of syndicate? Like an official work syndicate or an illicit mob syndicate?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
That's what I thought.
All right. Hit the road, you bunch of no goods. I got nothing left for you.
Well... guess we'll hit the pub and get a pickled egg and an Irish car bomb.
Traditional meal of getting laid off.
That's right. Morning vittles.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Raise a glass, chaps.
Welcome back in a round of car bombs for a hard day's work.
I'm afraid we'll be needing much more than that. Let's take a rest off our legs and sip on an Irish car bomb and eat us a pickled egg.
Oh, no!
'Cause that is the meal that you eat when your job has been gone. People have been drinking the car bomb and pickled eggs since time's dawn.
Oh, lend an ear, you beer jerk. Listen about our lost work. I don't know what's going on, but I know that now I've got an accent song.
That's what happens when your life starts to go wrong.
Oh yes, there must be something. There must be something wrong. But it can be cured just by a pickled egg and a car bomb. Oh, a
pickled egg and a car bomb. A pickled egg and a car bomb.
The meal for when everything's gone wrong is a
pickled egg and a car bomb.
I'm Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court.
Get back to the Supreme Court!
Well, I was going to say, the Supreme Court has just been taken over by the mob, so I would like the official drink and meal of when the mob takes over the Supreme Court, which everyone knows is a Shirley Temple and a handful of peanuts.
Ah, yes! That's right! When you're off, when you're no longer on the greatest bench, then you go on over to your local pub, ask the gent or even the and if you've got guts, also a hand of beer nuts, salted peanuts sitting from the bar.
I'll have nuts in a Shirley Temple.
Nuts in a Shirley Temple.
When you are a collegiate example, have nuts in a Shirley Temple.
Oh, pardon me, young fellows and gals, I'm just a newspaper delivery boy. I've got no route to speak of no more, and now it's taken my joy.
Oh, young boy with that faint cough, here is the meal when you are laid off. Yes, here is the meal for this lad when things gone bad. Just a bunch of whiskey. I know you're nine, but here's whiskey. Yes, it's feeling so tricky, but here is a bunch of whiskey.
Whiskey for children.
Whiskey for children.
What's it gonna do? Kill them? Just give whiskey.
Oh, I've got the gumption. Whiskey drinking consumption. Dying of rickets and scurvy. That's why my life's path is so curvy. Goodbye, I bid ye farewell. Frankly, I'm not doing so goddamn well. I'm dying right in the middle of the song. I say goodbye before long.
When someone dies in the middle of a bar, you don't have to look near or far. The thing to do is gather round and pour a bunch of absinthe onto the ground.
Absinthe on the ground. Absinthe on the ground.
When someone dies, you don't need to frown. Just pour absinthe on the ground.
Now pay up, you bunch of non-jobs.
Hey, everyone.
Before I die, I just want to say one thing.
Oh. Oh, yes. I'm sorry we poured that absinthe a moment prematurely.
Oh, I'm tripping. It was right. I'm going real quick. But I just want to say, from longshoreman to Supreme Court justice to president of the goddamn United States, I'm just a paper boy who's passing his way onto the river Styx. But for me, do it for me. Get those jobs back. Find a way. Find a person. Get those jobs back. Get those jobs.
He's right. We have to find... Hey, what's all this going on here in this bar?
Absolutely nothing. Oh, no. There's nothing happening. There's nothing going on here.
Hey, you look like a person with a job, barkeep.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, just this little job here. Yeah.
Hey, Bruno, don't that job look mighty fancy?
Oh, would you like my job? You wouldn't know how to do it. Do you know how to make a whiskey sour?
No.
I know how to make a whiskey sweet. Listen, let me try on that job for size. It ain't so difficult.
Please, no, mister. I've got mouths to feed.
mouse to feed?
Yeah, mouse to feed.
Why is this whole town so hell-bent on feeding all the mice that live everywhere?
Kid, it's the exact opposite of what we should be doing.
There's mice problems and y'all are here feeding those mouse every day. Hey, Bruno.
Yeah, Pauly?
What do you say we leave this here barkeep with a little bit of a warning?
I like what you're saying. You're talking about a bone-crushing warning.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this here bottle and crack it over the bar.
Oh, no, I need that!
Well, is the one you don't need?
Well, no, please do it with that one since you already broke
it. I can do it with a different one.
No, I need that too! So many drinks have triple sec!
Well,
in this Irish bar.
I make many craft cocktails, Mr. Bruno, Mr. Pauly.
Maybe we can't do her job.
No,
I'm trying to tell you, you can't do this job. Do you know how to muddle? Do you know what kind of accoutrement go on multiple kinds of cocktails? Do you know the three base ingredients for a well-balanced drink?
I don't care about all this nonsense. Your job or your life. We come to town and we're taking jobs, right, Pauly?
That's right. The only kind of drink that you need to know is a drink with the name of the thing inside it. Vodka.
Vodka.
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
And if you get all fancy with your mixers and cherries, I will have to deny it. I've only drank vodka.
Vodka.
Sometimes gin and also whiskey. So yeah, I can't do your job. Maybe that is true. But you're gonna give me protection money, or I'm taking that job from you.
Maybe you don't give us your job, but I take it, what the heck. You do the work, I get the paycheck.
Ha, ha, ha. Screw triple sec vodka.
Vodka.
Whiskey. Gin.
Tonic.
Oh, see? You know that sometimes you need to mix a little something else with just the liquor.
You tricked me!
Oh, yes, you can't just have just the spirits. Well, that soon you will bore. I promise this is a passion, it's not a chore. You can't do what I do, cause I use my heart. And I know good drinks have three parts.
Well, no, gin and tonic's only got two parts. It's got the gin and the tonic are the two things that make it sublime. You wouldn't add anything else to it.
Except for maybe that slice of lime.
Wait, what?
Because everything needs the spirit, needs the sugar, but also the bite. A gin and tonic without that lime, that citrus, no, it makes it right.
Okay, well, Bruno and Pauly, we got a lot to think about. We should go and get a book about how to bartend, and then we'll come back and shout all about vodka.
Vodka.
And whiskey.
That we know a little about it.
Yeah, lime as well.
That's
but
right.
Mostly vodka.
Vodka.
And
whiskey.
We'll be back. Sure as you can see, Bruno and Pauly.
After me.
After you.
After me.
No, after you.
No, after me. I'm basically
okay,
agreeing
you go,
with you.
Okay, yeah, you go first and I'll leave.
I understand.
They're gonna take over your bar. All our jobs are gone for good.
There's no one that can help us.
Well, lads, all we can do is prove to them that we have purpose and we have worth. And you know, as long as we have the will. Did somebody call me?
Willie.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes when I hear just part of my name, I can't help but be summoned.
No, we weren't talking about you. We were just throwing words around all willy-nilly.
Sometimes I have that problem with
the
lights. Behind me.
Hi.
Sorry, please. It's not a perfect system, but it allows me to be where I need to be when people are in trouble. And, well, this looks like a whole heap of trouble, if you ask me. So what's going on, gents?
All them mob guys are taking our jobs.
Yes, I know. And I've tried.
I've tried to staunch the bleeding, steal a job back here or there, go back down to the docks and re-steal their jobs back, but I don't know how it'll end until I can steal the job back from a mob boss.
I got an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Well, look, first of all, gather around, okay?
Okay. Yes, and you too, Henry, and you too, Two Bits, and you too, Three Bits, and you, Rufus.
Everybody, there's room for everybody.
Oh, and you too.
Okay, not you. All right.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I should leave?
Yeah, you've never been employed a day in your life anyway.
Baron Von Tingles, you don't relate to the kind of work that we do here every day.
Oh, Baron Von Tingles will leave. Baron knows when he's not wanted. Harumph.
Good riddance.
So many capes. So all you need is one.
I know. He wears one in front and back. It's basically a shawl.
Okay.
I prefer to think of it
just
as a...
Get out of here!
Get out of here, Baron Von Tingles!
It's much more like a poncho.
I'll throw him out. Hold on. Yep.
Goodbye!
You really threw him.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the Doppler effect on his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. Here's the thing. Look, we all don't got no jobs, right? Except for the bartender who's barely hanging on by a thread.
Right.
But that's just enough of a thread to use as bait, right?
You're saying we trap the mob, and when they come back for that job, Willie, you can take the mob boss's job, and then you can give everyone's jobs back.
Huh.
That's like you become the mothership and control all the mafia.
Mick.
What's a mothership?
I don't know. Sounded good.
It did sound real good.
She's married to a mothership.
I think you're onto something there.
I think so. Oh,
Mac.
That's the best idea I've ever heard. I've been going around this town trying to save it bit by bit, but this mothership idea, even though none of us know what it means, somehow it makes sense, and goddammit, you fill out those knickers like a king.
Even with my peg leg?
Especially with your peg leg!
You guys are the best!
I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of a mothership. I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of it. I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of a mothership. I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of it.
Take a ride through space. Doesn't matter what the weather, I got a peg leg, stuff it with feathers. Fills out the shape so nice and trim.
This mothership, I think that this is true. The hero to lead us through space and time, like a boat, that is you. And just like a boat, when bad times start to rise, the mothership floats above them, afloat above all those lies.
I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of a mothership. I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of it.
Take a ride.
And it makes sense to go back to where it begins. We all come from mothers. So the start of an idea should be a mother as well. I'm excited for this story, folks, that we're about to tell.
And not only that, you're right, but here is the gist. We all come from mothers, but we're also immigrants who come from ships.
You're right. I might not know what it means, but I like the sound of a mothership.
Be able to get their jobs back from the mob? Will Welford Willie become the mob boss that brings back jobs to all of these longshoremen?
How do you make a well-balanced cocktail? Find out when we return to the second act of
All's Welford That Ends Willie,
the musical!
I like clothes, and I like wearing them. What about you?
Yeah, I've noticed that both of us are wearing clothes every day.
And I've noticed that, like, Everyone around me is wearing clothes except for when I'm in the shower.
It feels like the thing to do right now is clothes are very in.
Yeah, so why don't you get in clothes that are in clothes and learn about them at ModCloth, where their mod stylist can help you find dope clothes for your bod.
Wait, so like someone else is going to look at my style and be like, no, this is your new style and you love it more than what your style was.
Yeah, they can. And they can also, you know, you can just peruse around yourself and find that perfect fit because of their style range, extra, extra small to 4X. It's a lot of sizes, guys.
That's a lot of styles, and that's a lot of style that you need. And to get it, just go to modcloth.com and enter promo code offbook15, that's offbook numbers 15, at checkout to get 15% off your order of $100 or more.
Modcloth.com, promo code offbook15. Get those clothes, everybody's wearing them.
Peer pressure, wear clothes.
Welcome back.
When we left all these poor unfortunate souls, they were banding together to take down the mob that's stealing all their jobs with the help of Welford Willie.
Where is she from? How does she get her powers? What is the mob doing? But more importantly right now, let us go to the estate of Baron Von Tingles. Welcome back, Mr. Baron.
Oh, why, thank you.
Did you have an excellent time chatting amongst the common folk on the shore?
Why, no, I did not. They hurled me out of their establishment.
Darling, you shouldn't be slamming it down there.
Darling, darling, you know I love to try and talk and hobnob with our common man.
Baroness Von Tingles has been in an absolute tupper since you have left.
Well,
tuppering about, so
that's
is
right.
He okay?
I've had Rufus pour me a bathtub full of ice only to cool me down.
Rufus.
Yes?
You know I told you what to do when the Baroness gets in a tutter.
Put her in a hot tub full of lukewarm water, but we didn't have any. We only had ice.
He was improvising and I won't have it. That should always be ready to go in a brass tureen.
I'm terribly sorry. My hand is outstretched for you, ready for recoupement.
Huh.
Let me, honey.
Oh, you dare to slap his hand?
I think it's only fitting, as he was doing the affront toward me. Will you hand me the Sunday switch?
Is it Sunday already?
I don't care.
I hate to remind you, madam, but it is in fact Saturday.
That kind of impotence will get you smacked with a Sunday switch.
Yes, of course. Both hands are for a recoupon.
Oh, with both hands? My dear, here is this Sunday switch.
Also, I shall have the leap day switch. That's right.
The leap day switch, but the leap day switch is kept behind a case of glass. The leap day switch is kept behind a case of glass. If you want to use it well, this will be its first pass. For the leap day switch is kept behind glass. And now I shall smash it open with the Tuesday switch, because the Tuesday switch can break through any surface.
I hate to tell you this, but the Tuesday switch is, of course, behind a case of bricks.
Oh, shut your mouth and put out your little hand.
Okay.
You're going to get slapped with a reprimand. I don't mean to be so brash. 30 lashes on your digits with a big red rash.
Oh, a big red rash. Oh, but you see, for the big red rash, if you need that rash and you need it to be big, well, all of those lashes, they are stored underneath my wig, and I cannot be seen without my wig. So I must journey down many stairs into our basement, yes, and that is where I finally can be alone, I confess, because without my wig, I look like a big old pig. I will be right back with 30 lashes from my wig.
Oh, well, the bottom of the stairs, as I'm sure I've told you before, is locked by a very kind of specific kind of door. A combination to that lock is both intricate and grand, and to unlock it I will need unbroken hands.
But down in the cellar you will go to unlock a door.
Okay.
Here's what's more, I'll tell you what is even more. It's down in the dungeon cellar, and you have to be a clever feller just to get in.
That's right, for you to find the map to the stairs, you must go to the cellar, yes, and do it without airs. Into the cellar you must go, and fast as you will, and then we will get back, and you will be so shrill.
A quest, a Tingle family quest.
A quest, a Tingle family quest.
A quest, a Tingle family quest. From the Baron and the Baroness.
A quest!
Ow, ow, ow. What I thought was going to be a rather sad afternoon has become quite fun.
I'm having quite a good time. Thank you for your rapprochement.
Rufus.
Yes?
Might I point out that you, well, you said you were part of the family. And at first I thought, oh, and then I thought, aw.
I know I'm not technically a tingle, but I do have been in your employ since the day I was born, and like my father, who worked before me and him and before him and before him, though none of them, they were all named James and switched it up when it came to me. Heavens knows why.
Well, I heard Rufus means not James.
It does. It's Latin for not James.
No kidding.
It was very pointed in the way they named me not James, but yeah, I like to think of myself as part of the tingle operation, at least, if not family proper.
Of course you're part of the tingle operation. And in that moment I thought, why shan't he be part of the Von Tingle family?
You know, you're exactly right. Though I haven't shot you from my loins like so many howitzer cannonballs, I do think you come to a point. Why, you've got the tingle nose.
Yeah.
You've got the tingle lip.
Or,
dare I say, you've got the tingle eyes.
And you've got the tingle spirit.
That's right.
Well, it means so much to hear you say that, ma'am.
And you would mean very much for you to sing a tingle jingle.
My very first tingle jingle.
Enjoy it.
A tingle is supreme and a supremely tingle thing is to be upon a mountaintop, tingle tingling, with a tingling church bell that you tingle jingle ring. For to ring a tingle jingle bell is a singularly tingle thing.
Ha!
Felt so good to sing a tingle family.
You're
jingle.
One of us.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, now go and fetch the adoption papers.
Knock, knock.
Oh.
Ooh, what's this? A very fancy pants mansion, Bruno, ain't it?
Nobody opened the door. You just barged in. You knocked, but you just barged in.
Oh, there was a guy sitting around who said, hey, it's my job to open the door. But then Bruno said, hey, what's about I take that job?
That's right, I did, and I did my job.
So this is your new doorman. His name's Bruno. He don't work when he don't want to work, and
I never want to work.
He never wants.
But I want your job.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what's your job? You look real fancy.
I am a baron, if you must know.
Is that a job or a title?
Yeah, what's that, a flower?
What?
Are you a flower? Is your job to be a flower?
You smell like a flower.
I'm gonna do what you do. I'm gonna dig a hole in the ground, sit around there all day, pour water on me, and then maybe later sit in a vase.
Rufus!
You got a hit number.
I know you are now my son and not just in my employ, but will you please hand me my most offended glove?
I will, and I will be right behind you with your most ceremonial rapier.
Wait a minute. Did you say he was in your employ?
And
As in, he's got a job?
Not any longer. Now he's just a member of this family.
You're right, not any longer, because it's our job, which now makes us your children.
Yeah, we're your kids now, and it's my birthday tomorrow.
I want my allowance, Mom.
You better be ready to throw me a party with the cake I want.
Will you rub my back in a platonic way?
This is very upsetting. I adopted one man today who I grew to love over 20 years, but I will not have more sons foisted upon the Baron von Tingle.
Nor will I. I gave birth to these children, and it was a great strenuous activity. I won't risk my life in childbirth for you two common thugs.
And I shall die for my adopted parents before I let you sully the Tingle family name. But if you think you're such good Tingles, perhaps you would grace us the honor of saying a Tingle Jingle?
Tingle Jingle?
Yes. Any son of mine can say a Tingle Jingle.
Well, I mean, if we're taking your job as kids, then of course we could do a Tingle, and I've got fingers.
Knick knack paddy whack. Give a dog a tingle.
Stringle.
Hello, Tingles.
She came down the chimney.
Oh, it's that shadowy lady that keeps popping up all over the place when I'm always like, will he or won't he?
Yeah.
Ah, there's.
Right. Reminds me of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
I should have thought of a better system, but here I am. Welford is the name. Savin' Chops is the game. Willie is my preferred nomenclature.
What's that mean?
My preferred name.
Well, you ain't got no business kicking us out of this house on account of we live here now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. They've just barged into here, the most esteemed Tingle family estate of Baron Tingle and Baroness Tingle.
Oh, that is us.
They've brought a certain musk about them that I don't like.
So, whoever you are, please save my adopted parents.
Well, what's the job?
I,
I'm sorry?
What job did they steal?
You heirs, I guess?
He was sort of just a valet, a kind of doorman, but also would bring the car around.
Oh, me?
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, I was head butler. Did you not know that?
Well, I've been in a lot of bathtubs.
It's okay. It's all right.
Sorry. I was hoping for specifics, but thankfully I did gather some of it while I was coming down the chimney. It seems like they were most recently applying to be your children.
Yes, and also they said and threatened to take my job, which is head butler.
And we do keep the employment records in the chimney, yes.
But you are no longer head butler, correct? You are now just a child.
I wasn't sure if that precluded my other job or was in addition to. I was fully prepared to continue up my service in service of my family, but yes, I suppose that is correct.
My understanding was I was about to come in here and sweep in and just do a jingle.
Could you guys figure this out, what's going on right here?
Can we get a quick, and I mean quick, ruling from Justice Thomas?
I'm sorry? What's that? I was just passing by.
What's your job? What's his job?
Oh, you're all children now. That's the only job any of you have. Heir apparent. I must get back to the bench!
Okay, so that's right. So as long as I could out-jingle these tingles, out-jingle-tingle these two dingles, then their job would not be theirs.
Yes, you would then take their job and also be a member of the Tingle Empire.
I'd like to see you try to out-tingle us.
Yeah, we
it can't be done.
We just get a pretty good tingle if we do say so ourselves.
That's right.
Here's the thing. We'll give the first half of a jingle tingle and you finish it. And then you give the first half and we'll finish it. First one to mess up loses.
Excuse me, I think I should lay down the rules. And I like those.
Wait a minute. As woman of this household, I have a say as well.
Oh, that's right.
I approve.
Well, I'll never, as the oldest son of this household, I'll be damned if anyone thinks of rules other than the rules I think of.
Very good, those are
the same rules that I was going to think.
Yes, I like them.
Okay. Your jingle tingle is very hard.
Not by me, who has my own magical business card.
Oh my gosh!
Your jingle tingle, well, it is so difficult.
I'll throw you in some vat of pepper and some salt.
Slant rhyme!
Oh, not done yet, I've got some more to say!
Huh?
Oh, more? Orange.
You said that you gave me that orange, but I burst down doors through the door hinge.
Well, it's the only thing that rhymes with orange.
God,
is door
it.
Hinge. Now it's her turn.
I know that you must feel like you are very bold.
Yes, I do, and I also like to punch snowmen just to feel the cold. And I bet that you feel like you are pretty snappy.
I do. I go round town and make sad folks so happy. And I bet you don't know how to dress if you don't have a mirror before you.
Well, I can promise you that you can just go screw. Cause I get vulgar when I get mad. And what say you to that?
I say brains underneath your hat. I am taking jobs back from the mob. That is what I do every day.
Well, I am a slob, and my birthday's in the month of June.
Oh, what are you doing? It should have been August.
I know. Wait, neither August nor June. That's when our birthdays are, but none of them rhyme with the thing. Well, you may have won this time, but the mob's coming for you because we're just the messengers. Bruno and Polly are gonna run right back
to no
the Misterman Empire.
No,
that's right, we are.
And
in
you,
fact, oh, sorry,
no, you go.
Okay, I appreciate there is honor among thieves. We're going down to the bar because we heard there's one job left in this town, and once we take it, this whole town gonna be ours.
Bye-bye.
We're bringing it back, man.
Bye.
That was absolutely despicable.
What will they say in the gossip rag?
Some of those rhymes that those ruffians did were barely rhymes at all.
Yeah, listen, I've seen a lot of bad taking of jobs, but that was one of the worst. Trying to take the job of being a kid, of being an heir apparent. Oh, that really gets my goat. But if you'll excuse me, I gotta go.
Well, thank you for saving this family. I suppose you're a tingle now.
Oh.
Well, since you took the job that they were taking.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. I actually, I never had a family before.
Well, if you ever need the force of the Tingle Empire, I hope I'm not being too bored, Mama or Papa.
No, Rufus, this is now yours, your power to wield as well.
If you need my bejeweled rapier, only the hilt is bejeweled because the blade is very thin. No room for jewels there. It will be at your side in but an instant. Simply call Rufus Tingle.
And if you need my fan for when it becomes hot on those hot days, it is not bejeweled, for it then would be too heavy.
Too heavy.
And
to
it would have so much drag that I don't think it would work. But it is of a sort of, I don't know, plaited lace, sort of a dolly with a little bit of bamboo.
You it's might not need important. A fan if you need a
it's
fan.
It's not important. In fact, take it now. Just take
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes, and take my rapier now.
Oh, thank you. And if you need my shoehorn.
Oh, no, I need that. Don't give that away.
Here you are, darling. Sorry, you may not have my shoehorn.
Take my shoehorn.
And mine. I just want his. I gave it to him. It was the sort of gift of the Magi thing. He sold his boots. It's a longs. I don't want to. It's just, it's precious.
Take these gifts of the Tingle household. I don't know how they will serve you, but a Tingle is never without his thingles.
Now go save that job. Go save that job.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for your help, and I know that, Baron, I know you were thrown out of the bar, but you are a good man, and this town is lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
As I walk on this road, walk alone, I do not with these things.
Down the street, rapier in hand, fitting shoes upon her feet. She'll start a revolution, let the word gather round. Everyone follow Willie on the parade through the town. She's got the will to do well for them.
I've got the will to do well for them. I've got the will.
She keeps us cool with her tiny fan. She's got the will to do well for them.
Cause the wind blows through. She's a walking one-woman job. Fair though the wind blows through her hair,
she is a walking one-woman job. Fair.
I've got the will to do well for them.
I've got the will to do well for them.
She's got the
That's right, we are. And guess what? We put up some want job wanted and now hiring signs on a path to this bar. And we thought maybe that would lead them there for you.
Oh, a perfect trap.
Hey, on behalf of Mac and all the other longshoremen,
We know this is dangerous because if they take your job, the job to take other jobs, well, that's the whole ball game. But you're doing this for us and you ain't even barely know us. You know, I just want to say that that's a pretty incredible thing you're doing there, Willie.
Oh, thanks, Dutch.
And I just want to say, I'm single.
Whoa, Mac. That was so smooth.
I never proposed to anyone before.
No, Mac, I think this is good.
Really?
I think put a pin in it because she's kind of
drunk. Hold on, I think I can see this through. Hey, I know I can't look at you right in the eye on account of one of my eyes. It's kind of like a clock moving around depending on the time of day.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah, it reminds me to check the time.
I don't know, if we get through this whole thing, maybe you and I, we could share a drink or something.
I'd like that. And I'd like to give you that drink. 3 perfect even parts for you to toast the beginnings of something that could be beautiful.
Hold everything!
Yeah,
hold. Nobody drinks in this joint till we say what we came to say. Specifically, not me, not Polly.
The boss.
That's right.
Yeah, the boss is here now. You're in the presence of...
David Misterman.
David Misterman.
That's Mr. David Misterman.
Mr. David Misterman.
Mr. David Misterman.
Mr. David Misterman. Mr. David Misterman.
Connecticut David Misterman.
I heard tell there's a little job opening right here in this very establishment that my boys would like to apply for, having recently purchased the Bartender's 101 Handbook.
Cocktail making for dummies.
There won't be any more jobs taken in this town, Mr. Misterman.
Not after this one, because we'll have them all.
Hey, shut up, you dudes.
There's well, only if it ain't, Willie.
Willie's what my friends call me.
Wait, you know her?
Oh, sure. It's only one family that was born with the propensity to steal jobs from other people. It's been a long time, sis.
That horse is right. David Misterman is my twin brother.
You're the only male-female identical twins in history.
That's right.
Then we're the only ones there ever will be.
Why didn't we put that together the minute you walked in? It's like 2 versions of a mirror.
Well, we wear a lot of different clothes.
And my name, carry ourselves differently.
Yeah, David is a name that doesn't get said quite as much, so I don't magically appear places. David doesn't, like, work its way into... It doesn't rhyme with his... It doesn't matter! I'm here to take that bartending job from that little Irish poison right over there.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Oh, I sure am.
Well, that's not going to happen because, Dave, I'm taking your job.
No one calls me Dave.
I call you Dave, and I'm taking your job. And I know exactly how I'm going to take it. With this. Nope, not that. Not that either. Not this fan, not this rapier, not this shoehorn. With this, my own cupped hand around my mouth.
Don't call!
Mother!
No, don't call Mom! Why are you calling Mom?
Nobody call me! What? Wilford!
It's Margaret Misterman! Margaret Misterman!
I come through the chimney like my daughter does before me, to tell all the girls and fellows they can summon me with the bellows. I fall down the chute.
Listen.
Sing.
Mom.
Rudy too. What do you want, Willie, you prodigal daughter?
I know we've been estranged because we didn't see eye to eye on a few things, but look, David is obviously overrun. He's gotten mad with power, Mama.
What are you talking about, Ma? I'm doing what this family was always meant to do. Take all the jobs.
I'm proud of him. At least he's industrious. You work in the shadows. You're ashamed of the family name.
You're right, I do introduce myself by just my first name and then my nickname. I've never told a single soul I'm a Misterman. But Mom, listen, these people taught me something. I didn't know what it was at the time, but now I understand. It all goes back to the Mom.
mothership.
The mothership, mothership, mothership.
It all goes back to the mothership.
That's a sacred kind of relationship.
Mom, I'm sorry, turned my back on you, because I didn't see the things the way that you saw them true. But now's the time for us to see eye to eye.
Eye to eye.
I still carry on the family by stealing jobs in my own way. I haven't destroyed our legacy, I've made it positive today.
Well, there's only one way to call it. Brother versus sister.
Yeah.
Get out your jobs and fight. Let's see who's more the Mr.
Okay.
Man.
I'll be calling out random jobs you've stolen through the ages, and we'll see who can do them better. Well, I think that I should have thought of the rules. Well, I think I should have thought of
Well, I think I should have thought of the rules, but those are the rules I would have chosen as Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court.
And I, Baron von Tingle, who showed up now, would have also decided upon those rules.
And I'm Mrs. Tingle, from teaching Mrs. Tingle in theaters a while ago. I don't care, I'm drunk on these cocktails. What a new thing! Let's go!
Well, the first job be carpentry! Here's a hope chest.
Well, let me just fasten these brackets. I will do my best. Well, here's welding. Here's a big old hammer.
Well, that isn't welding. I've used fire and I didn't stammer. Now let's be a postman. Whoosh, you all have letters.
Well, psh, you all have. Packages do. Oh, look, sis, I just did it better. Well, whoosh, there's an apiary. Time to grow some bees.
You can't grow bees without a queen, and I fetched one if you please.
Well, stop all this nonsense. I've been sitting on the fence. Sister versus brother, your last job is to fire one another. Now go.
Fire you?
Fire you?
Okay, you're fired.
What? Winner.
What?
Just because she did it first?
Let's bring in Clarence Thomas.
Yes, I rule that because she did it first, you have in fact lost the station to fire her. You can't fire her if you don't have a job. The winner is Willie.
Boss, this mean you're out of a job?
Yeah. I suppose it means I ain't got no job.
Listen. I got a job for you.
What?
You can carry my fan for me. Learn how I do what I do. And if you like it, you can join me in saving jobs for this crew.
Hey, my little bag is full of newspapers again out of nowhere.
Whoa. The boat is back, and there's boxes on the boat, and some left on the shore.
Extry, extry, jobs return to town.
And you're all my children.
And mine. Line up and run for my legs. We'll do a ceremonial, just mass birthing the whole brood. Run through like a maypole of placental joy. Let's just do it. Go.
I guess she will do well. She will do well for us. Oh, Willie, you're the only person we can trust, because you will do well for us.
Willie?
Yeah?
Will you still have that drink with me?
Of course, Mac. And, I guess I'll have one of these new cocktails?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and hey, barkeep, I don't know if you need any other people working around here, but...
We'd make a couple of good bouncers.
We got some... we'd be great bouncers, and we got an idea for a drink that
maybe if you took like a, I don't know, a cherry and some orange rind and you muddled it. I don't know, it's a kind of new thing. Call it some sort of new fashion.
Yeah. Oh. Will I take a new fashion onto the menu? Of course, boys, if you're willing to do an honest day of hard work, you can come work here at the pub.
Hooray! Whoa. We work at the pub!
What do you say, David? We're both Mr. Men and we're both Tingles. We're brother and sister twice.
Didn't even think that I was a Tingle now. This whole town is full of Tingles.
It's time you tingled.
I might as well. Ain't got nowhere else to go. Ma always did like you best. Oh. Except for the long period of time where she liked me best.
Yes.
But now things are...
Well, let's just say they evened out.
Okay. I can live with that.
All right, Dave.
Don't call me Ma.
Oh, sorry, David.
Willie, if I got down on one peg, would you marry me?
Oh my God, I, Clarence Thomas, am here and watching this happening.
I don't have a lot of money.
And... Well, if these horses think it's a good idea, then... Of course I will, Mac!
Will you take this man to be your man? Will you meet this woman? Did well for us. The end!
Guys, we did it, and we'll be right back.
Excuse me, everybody?
Yes?
Jess, you're just you.
Well...
Will you do me a favor and speak on behalf of everybody real quick?
Sure. It makes me feel... That's a lot of pressure.
I wouldn't ask anyone else to do it. I just trust you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Look, everybody, you got to check out this new show on Stitcher Premium called Jessamine Explains It All.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's an advice and lifestyle show about the realities of living the, quote, yoga lifestyle in the 21st century.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I like yoga, and I like to know how it extends into a lifestyle and how I can, quote, understand that.
You need to understand it, everybody. And each episode features interviews with our friends about facets of our intersectional identities in the 21st century. Think of it as the yoga of real life.
Okay.
From politics to sexual and gender identity, so much more.
So, like, I'm going to just do some, like, sun salutations in my mind about topics.
About everything.
Well, that sounds great, and everybody agrees.
Good. I thought everybody might. Also, she'll answer all of your questions about the yoga of your life, whatever your personal yoga is. You can call the listener hotline at 984-329-2185 or email the show at info@jessamineexplainsitall.com. It's like Dr. Ruth meets the Reed podcast.
Everybody would like that phone number one more time?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's 984-329-2185 or the email at info@jessamineexplainsitall.com. That's Jessamine spelled J-E-S-S-A-M-Y.
Okay, and I know that this is on Stitcher, but guess what? You can go to StitcherPremium.com/Jessamine and use promo code OFFBOOK for a 1 month free trial. Guys! You gotta get up on that premium content.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Welcome back.
That was
All's Well for Ruth that ends Willie.
The musical. Thank you so much, Matt. Oh my gosh. And I hope that we did your mom proud.
That's her story.
Yeah?
That's her story.
I thought it might be.
I was like, this is probably a biopic.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a real treat.
Oh my gosh. And so... existing in one time period.
I love it so much.
It was really one time period except for Clarence Thomas, unless it was a different
Clarence
it's
Thomas.
It's a totally different
Clarence
Thomas.
You gotta figure there's been multiple Clarence Thomas.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was like on a lower bench, maybe.
And it's impossible to verify whether or not there was another Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court. That record wouldn't be down anywhere, so women just assume that it's true.
Yeah.
Referencing teaching Miss Tingle, though, really locked it in as a movie, though. I feel responsible for that, and I apologize.
No, I think that is mostly why our listeners tune in, is for someone to reference the film Teaching Miss Tingle.
It was time.
And we have let them down up until this point, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I feel like that's why you called me. Snatched our show out from, like, the clutches of doom. You were like, I got it, just in time. They're about to pull the plug.
Tingle. Oh, damn it.
That is not the end of the show. We're going to close out with a little segment called New Phone Who Dis, which doesn't mean anything except for that we get a suggestion from your phone, a sent or received recent text message, and we're going to rap about it. You got one of them cool phones with the cards on back.
Oh, yeah, I got my little wallet in there.
Yeah, that's cool. I like those.
Yeah, minimize what's in your pockets.
I got this text on Wednesday.
Okay.
It's...
Whoa, Wednesday.
What? This is that Wednesday text music.
Can't put a droid on a ship and hyperspace it into the Death Star? F off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He chose right, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, you got a plan, you're the Empire. You're like, ooh, all of this rebel activity makes me perspire. I'm like, ooh, they got a plan, it makes me kinda mega annoyed. I am afraid they're gonna hide a bomb inside of a droid and just put that shit on a ship, blast it off and be done with it. No one dies because it's on a droid. That would be into the void. It's like, boom, now your ship is gone. Gone from the brink of the dawn. Your whole ship's dead and the droid's dead too, but not a single human.
Not a single human.
Yeah.
No, not a single human. Oh yeah, wouldn't that be great? Let's put it inside that evil BB-8. I don't want it inside the good one because that guy is too fun. He's the only part that I like. That is right, Take all these strikes that he's the only guy that I like. I don't like C-3PO, I've made that clear.
Hell no!
If that guy's got screen time, get me out of here.
Goodbye!
That guy's like a wet blanket, he only points out rules.
Nerd.
I hate a single world where you think that guy is cool. I only like the droids that go beep, 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 beep.
Beep, beep, that's the music for the droids that go beep, 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 beep.
Well, everything you say, all your Star Trek rhymes suck. I'm hanging out on a dreadnought with Admiral Hux. This is something I will say, it's how much I hate. I'm on the mineral planet with red chalk and that is crate. This is where I go insane. Cause me and Finn and Poe and Rey are hanging in the gym and all the casino. I'm in Reno. Fuck you.
Yo, I don't want to be added to the list. I don't want to be added to a roster of the haters, but I gotta point out, live long and prosper.
Yeah.
You, I'm sorry, don't want to be this jerk. What the heck that when we were talking about Star Wars and you name check Star Trek.
Yo.
But I like to discover them, discovery. If we want to talk about Star Trek, well, that is fine with me.
Yo, all those rhymes you're spitting, you know that they Whacktica, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention Battlestar Galactica. And also, everyone knows it cannot be ignored to do a rap about Star Wars and not mention porgs like Porg City Trick, Porg City Trick, Porg City Trick, Porg City Trick.
Oh!
Is that Porg City music? Matt Garley!
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for... You know, you were my spirit guides.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you brought me along, and I thank you for letting me ride along.
Jess is the peyote, and I'm the imagined snake.
That is a roller coaster ride.
And, hey, we're all tingles now, so
right.
Don't
all,
be a stranger.
We're all tingles now. Where can the people find you?
Just at Matt Garley on Twitter, Instagram, or the I Was There Too podcast, or Super Ego, or, you know, wherever you want to find
me. Or when you're buying your Christmas tree.
At Home Depot.
And you're like, I think I know what's happening here.
Yeah.
And you compare photos and you go, we were buying Christmas trees at the same time.
Wish you guys could have seen it. It was like a crime got solved before our very eyes.
We have matching photos.
We have matching Christmas tree photos. Yeah. Guys, it was magical.
Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings on the keys.
And as we say every week, if you're gonna plant a daisy,
you better get crazy.
Bye. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just doing a little pretending over here, pretending to be 11. Do you want to pretend to be David Harbour from Stranger Things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
Wow, 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 wow.
That's so good. Wow, wow, man, wow. I wish I could learn more about David Harbour from Stranger Things. Wait, I know how I can, Zach.
How can you, Jess?
He was a recent guest on Kevin Pollak's chat show on Earwolf.
Wait, Kevin Pollak, the Kevin Pollak of the host of Kevin Pollak's chat show on Earwolf?
Yes. It's such a great, hilarious, awesome show. And you can listen to this upcoming episode where David Harbour talks about his upcoming role as Hellboy, Zach.
Wait, Hellboy, like the one where he goes, wah, 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 wah.
That's the exact one. He also had Joe Keery from Stranger Things on recently. You guys know who that is. He's Steve.
Yeah, Steve is the one who comes into Stranger Things and he's all, wah, 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 wah.
So if you want to be driving around in your car, which is where you listen to podcasts and you want to go, wah, 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 you should listen to not just our show, but Kevin Pollak's chat show on Earwolf, okay? He interviews celebrated actors, directors, and comedians. So go listen and subscribe. Kevin Pollak's chat show in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. We don't care. Just listen.
Wah, 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 wah.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.